about this.
Why did you decide to come here and make the stop? Why it seems like healthcare were important to you, especially with the elderly. And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, a part of it has to do with the demographics of Iowa. We have a large elderly population in Iowa, and it's only going to be getting larger. So as a congressman representing 1/4 of the Iowa population, it's very important for me to come to a senior center like this and hear from these folks and see how they're doing. Also talk to them about the issues, especially with the presidential election and the congressional elections going on now, you know, less than 11 weeks away. Medicare, Social Security, those kinds of issues are really at the forefront. And so it's always good to talk to seniors about what they think about those issues.
When you're looking at a facility like this today, it was mentioned they're trying to do an expansion,
right?
Been a little roadblock. Do you get involved in that? Will you get involved in that?
Well, to the extent to which it's a state-level issue, I can't get involved. If it's possible for me to weigh in, I'll look at that. I'll seriously consider that. When my constituents ask me to help out, the first thing I do is say, I will do what I can. I'll look into it, and if I can help, I will. If I can't, then I can't, but I'll do the best I can.
Is that the plan going back, start to look into this issue?
Right, and see what we can do. Because clearly, we want to have as many facilities for as many people as possible. No doubt about it. We want to make sure that as many people who need care have care. That's the bottom line.
You mentioned also there was one question about the future of Social Security. You talked about a couple of the ideas you have. What are some of those ideas that you have? There's always talk of we need to do something. What are your ideas to help keep it sustainable?
Yeah, while I haven't heard my opponent talk about this, I have heard people on both sides of the aisle talk about means testing. And that's, of course, essentially what it means is that for seniors who can afford it, they may not be able to get quite the extent of the benefits in terms of the Social Security income that they get when they are seniors and when they qualify. Maybe a slight reduction, depending upon the situation. Clearly, you know, folks who are, you know, much better off and are receiving a higher amount of Social Security, they may not be able to have all that income, you know, at that point. And that's, again, a bipartisan issue. There are Republicans as well as Democrats who are looking at that. So that's one possibility.
Why is it not being touched on as much as the Medicare discussion? Why are we not hearing as much about Social Security and keeping it going?
I think part of it is because Social Security is not going to reach a crisis point or as early as Medicare is. I'm happy that I voted for the Affordable Care Act because that adds about 8 to 10 years to the Medicare program, the life of the Medicare program. But nonetheless, that's something we need to be thinking about right now. I'm glad we're having this conversation, as a matter of fact.
And you said you wouldn't push, though, to push back the retirement, the age to collect Social Security.
No, I think we have to be very careful with that, especially for folks who have worked in manual labor their whole lives. Their bodies are such that it's really not acceptable to ask them to push their full retirement age back any further.
On our tour, it was mentioned that Medicaid is very important for a lot of seniors who've exhausted all their other assets and all of that. I believe it is a proposal of the Republicans to try and cut some of that. Some of that might end up as part of sequestration. What can you do to make sure that Medicaid is, you know, going to be something that people can still rely on?
Yeah, well, it's not part of sequestration as the law was passed. Medicare is, but not Medicaid. The big issue with respect to Medicaid is the Republicans who seek to essentially block grant Medicaid and turn Medicaid over to the states. I have real difficulty with that because not all states administer it the same way. And that would leave it up to 50 different legislatures, 50 different governors to decide essentially how that Medicaid money is going to be spent. I'm not sure that's a good idea. In fact, I do oppose that idea.
And then you had mentioned, I heard you quoted about women's health care and this whole Aikens thing and everything. Can you speak on that and that issue a little bit?
Well, you know, clearly what Congressman Aiken said was way beyond the pale. It was unacceptable. Moving forward, I think it's really, really important that we maintain women's health, that we maintain women's right to choose their health care. The health care choices that they make are their choices to make. My opponent, for example, has said that he's opposed to a woman's right to choose, even in the case of rape. Americans don't agree with that, generally speaking. That's even more extreme than Mitt Romney. at least Mitt Romney's official position. So it's a discussion that I think we need to have. I think that the vast majority of women, and I think clearly the majority of Americans, do not agree with Mr. Aiken. And I'm very happy that lots of Republicans have come out and rebuked him, not just Democrats. I think that was really important for them to do that.
We tried this yesterday. In terms of what do you think he will be, how much do you think he'll be brought up during the Democratic convention?
Yeah, again, I can't say. I mean, that's a couple weeks off. I won't be attending that convention. So to be honest, I really have no clue what's going to be happening at that convention. What I know is I'm going to be in my district, getting around my district, talking to as many people as I possibly can. I just think that's the right thing for me to do. And as I think I've mentioned before, last time around we had the floods in 2008, and I didn't attend the convention all 4 days myself. I came late. In fact, my predecessor spoke the night before I got there at the Democratic convention. I thought that was interesting.
Do you hope to hear it a lot, just from your own state, your own everything, Democratic side, election side? Do you hope to hear it a lot?
No, I'm going to be focusing on my own race, as you might imagine, and I've already told you what my opponent has said his position is, and that's unacceptable as far as I'm concerned, and it's unacceptable from the perspective of just about everybody I've talked to.
Is it fair to say, though, that women are going to be an important voting block and one that will be a focus of your campaign or Democrats?
Well, women are 51% of the population. No, women and men both should be very important, of course. There's no doubt about it. No.